Hare Krishna, we are starting on day 4 of Bhakti Shastri course, unit 3 on 9th of January 2013 and this is part 2 by His Grace Padmanabhan Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Which is going to come first? Divine.
Okay, please come and present your qualities to the rest of the class. Please.
Go for it.
Army Road threatens the Nora Valley wildlife. And so the Army is going to build a road that cuts directly through the largest and main elephant corridor in all of India. They're going to intersect the corridor and disrupt hundreds of thousands of years of elephant migration. They really don't care. And the proposed road will also cut directly across the entire valley, including the river. And if the river is disturbed along with the valley, it will basically end the water to the army base they're going to build. So, and also there's a really going to be a massive impact on the natural habitat for all the tigers and deers and red pandas. But mostly, they're going to impact the entire valley with this road and very likely ruin the water supply for the entire camp they're planning on building. So if you take a look at 16:9, you find that following such conclusions with Dinaniac, who are lost to themselves, who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible work meant to destroy the world. So this is not only 16:9 where they're attempting to destroy the world by cutting off their own water supply, but it's also 16:4 which says, pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of the non-demoniac nation. And it really takes a great deal of arrogance to go to the largest natural elephant migration route in all of India, along with a water supply that's actually vital to them in the first place, and very likely impact the elephant migration very horribly, and also perhaps even ruin their own water supply for their own army base they're going to build. That's a great deal of arrogance, but it also plays to 16:7, which is, you know, the demoniac quality of not knowing what is to be done or what is not to be done. They're just going to build a road to hell with whatever happens. So I have an unfootnoted, I don't know what to say, good thing.
So,
you
want to say something? Okay.
No, go ahead.
So Prabhuji mentioned this quality referring to text number 9. Okay? So which Sanskrit term is referring to Prabhu's presentation? Now you are seeing with the eyes of Shastra, he is presenting a situation and he explained to us which Sanskrit term is referred to. Very good, thank you. Give a big hand. Yes, this is Ugra Karma. Go ahead.
Maybe you could help, if I don't know. The president is going to present an award for a children's book, and a group of citizens in Bengal who have come together for social good and community service have come together, and there's going to be a meeting of children and they're going to give an award for the best children. So, would anyone like to poke shop trip? Would you like to poke shop trip? It seems like a good thing. This gentleman.
The children are all born of luck. Come on, hide me.
So what is it when the president Liberty comes together to give an award for children's work?
Good PR.
It's good PR. What else is it?
Pride.
Pride.
He wants to be honored.
Yeah, he wants to honor somebody, but he also needs to do the honor.
Oh, but then that's his duty, that's his role.
It's his role, yeah. It's his duty to do that.
Complete your group work.
Huh?
You can finish your group presentation now.
Okay. All right. So we'll go to the next.
And then we can discuss it after the first thing. Bombay Dini Sultry. Today's paper is third company. Kolkata unsafe for women. Nirbhaya. Heading, cop giving a vehicle murder case, number one. Police field tries to protect gang rapists victims, number two. Number three. Murder and horror at roadster, number three. Techie abducted by cabbie on Park Street, number four. Body found on hospital compound, one single paper occurred, number five. Journalists hurt in Lucky Charm and Nalanda. There also there is not a violence.
So these are all demoniac or divine qualities?
Oh, yes.
Demoniac. Okay, enough Prabhuji. Anybody else from your group found any other qualities from the... No, divine? Oh, he has found some divine quality.
It starts with...
Okay. Yeah. So we found mostly divine qualities, right? Mostly demoniac qualities. Okay. Some other group you would like to present something? If you have found some,
we have one more.
Okay.
We have to kill all that.
Okay.
My section is about pure politics and also economics, but there is an article that I wrote, and it's that is only quality.
How
many money to calculate? Well, I speak about million, there is 5 billion, and they sell it. So why not?
Next one is
divine. I find one article is very interesting. 52 Indians in a list of thousands are wandering to Kumara. The plan is 2024. I am referring to 16.7, no rules found.
We did find one good thing. We found a desktop cooker for 3,000 rupees.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can come forward. Let's hear from him. In 3 minutes, you have to complete everything.
Of the article, Cops Tell Gay Rapists and Families Go Back to the Yard.
twice in 2 days, she died 9 days later. This made me think of verse 16.8 and 16.9, it says that the demoniac, they think the cosmic manifestation is either life or no, and because of that, they engage in horrible acts, like this.
Okay, one is enough.
Right.
Okay.
So I got good news here. Solar energy startups are delivering cheap and accessible power to rural India. And these ventures have come up with solutions ranging from solar upgrades to solar powered home systems that are not just cost effective but also less toxic than traditional fuels like kerosene. So this is like charity, you might say, or although there's certainly some business involved, but I see this as definitely a divine quality to increase for the rural, you know, get some charity.
Okay.
I have lots of charities here, like charities that bring food supply.
What did you find? Let's see. Quick. Only one fact each. One fact.
I think the Buddha mentioned the material part of our life.
So everything is fine with it, there is no duty.
Sorry, sir. What does the sector about the top car, I guess, who are moving from India? They are moving abroad in China, in Brazil, for more profit. We have one car maker, first car maker, who was normally just invested about 55 billion rupees in India, and then he will move over to China because more profit for him, for the company.
So what is this?
It's
15-16. What does
what
15-16 says?
It's just about...
Just
people thinking just about to make money. Just people about money.
Anya enartha
santayan? Yes, it's just... 16.15.
Okay.
16.15. I think it's there was 4-day session, 7-day session. So there the table is 3-day marriage session. The marriage went for 3 days and it has been described for 3 days what they have done like. So it's been competition between two brothers. Like Mittal, we have got it in. So two brothers competition is there, so one of brother's daughter being married, and the total cost was like around 500 crores. And 3 days event was there, and 200 butler, cook, and secretarian flow into space of India and Thailand. And 500 guests made to sign confidentiality agreement. And day two, feature display of water jets and light sent to circuits of fire in Thailand. So it was like competition of money, so here it is, it is the word 16, 13 to 15, like I am perfect, powerful and happy, I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic, there is none so powerful and happy as I.
Thank you. Good.
I saw you there is next time we are going to come for you, we will come off floor.
Okay. Coming closer.
There are some rocks there with also no Chinese diamonds. So now everyone is known. So people are thinking about this. But I think it's a very protected for 50 years. But I'm sure if they find a rock there, they will be if they find this rock, they might be diamonds there. And I hope that my income will take place like just one person's name. But you can be quite sure if there is time that they will break any rules.
Which text are you referring to?
It is Greed that measures of the Muslim name as well. The Greed that is found, that is not mentioned specifically, but the moment of all this that we need to have.
Okay, thank you. Next group. Quick.
Okay, I just read a little thing. Someone is complaining here. He said, when I have guests at my, basically there's some place there's a shortage of water. He complains. So some guy is complaining, when I have guests at my place, I sometimes spend around 1,200 to 1,500 rupees a month to buy water. So everyone is buying water because there's not enough water. Everyone's buying water. So it's very difficult for these people to live there. And so somebody is GTA Chief Executive Dimo Gurung said he would work to improve water supply. So I'm going to Dimo Gurung. Compassion, I guess it's some compassion there on his part.
Okay.
Okay, so sir, just referring to text 16.8, 16.9 and 16.11, we'll come back to one day. This new fashion called YOLO, yeah, it stands for, Y-O-L-O, stands for Yoni of One. And that is this whole fashion in some t-shirts, in some trainers, in some it's in text messages everywhere. So now people are thinking that you only live once. So where is it? Sanskrit words and satyam are part of Krishna. People think that there's no foundation, it's not real, it wasn't real, so we're going to just enjoy it because, you know, we're not going to get punished in our next life. Enjoy. So they're going to just continue to gratify the senses, and I think the primary purpose of life is to gratify the senses.
Yes?
We found this exactly like the analogy which Prabhupada gave, hanging upside down. that's like a new dance style that's going to come up, and this soul, the female body, she is trying to promote it, and they're going to break the rules in the road by coming up and dancing in public. And that's the royal road to hell. That's why they land in hell like that.
Yes, that's why some
hell over the heels exactly.
Okay. Thank you. Take your seat, Prabhuji. How did it make you feel by going through this newspaper and trying to identify demoniac and divine qualities you see?
It's extremely difficult to find any divine qualities, like 99.9% demoniac.
True.
Headache.
He's having headache. No.
Yeah. You want to say something?
Yeah. Like Michael, you only live once. This may seem to be like not very deeply demoniac, you might say. They're not like destroying the world, things like that. But the mentality, the controller, and the born of lust, and this, the mentality.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was going to mention that even these evil divine things which people are doing are not actually that great anyway, because it just leads to rebirth. There's no God consciousness. It's just basically giving yourself some form of slightly better birth.
So when you see such kind of messages appearing in the newspaper or television screen anywhere, what it reminds you about?
Teaching.
That example you were saying about the marriage, it reminds me, I heard a class that people start to think that this is religion, who can make the biggest marriage, and then it's also giving an example, like they'll start to marry the cat to the dog, or do you remember that from Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Yeah.
That
was the kind of people on those days who did not have children, then they would find like dogs or cats to get married, just as a kind of make it as a social enjoying event, and they used to spend a lot of money for such kind of events for nothing. So when you see such kind of thing, what is the urgency you see in it?
Spiritual life is urgent. It's an emergency. You have to really become serious.
Sankar?
Preaching mission is urgent.
Preaching mission is urgent. Yeah. Achar prachar name karahudvi karya. You have to practice by yourself and then you go out and preach. Because if you do not practice yourself, then you will hardly have the power to convince others. Why did so many people from West were convinced about what Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada had to say? Because he is convinced, he has practiced, he has realized, now he is going out and telling people, people are accepting him, believing him. Yes,
I was just thinking that this description in the 16th chapter, the
especially the demoniac qualities and mentality, I would think this is really instructive.
Hmm.
Get into the mentality and the heart and that.
We have one aim called Shastra Chakshu. You know this, right? Shastra Chakshu, seeing things with the eyes of the Shastra, scripture. So this is how you try to see things, rather than being bewildered when you come across some kind of, you know, abrupt situation or some kind of unusual situations. No. This is like this, Shastra says like this, it's happening like this. Okay, how can I help improve the situation? How can I help people to get Krishna consciousness instead of trying to find fault in them? Anyway, so, thank you. You have seen this Ugra Karma there? Asabgrahan. If you worship this demigod with this mantra, then you will get such benefit. No Krishna consciousness is required. Sometimes people preach like this. It's also kind of, you know, demoniac quality. Asuchi brata. Just wine, meat, etc. Of course we know this. Kama pa bhoga parama. Kama is only purusharth. They think sense gratification is the highest objective. Very prevalent in today's news. Anywhere you open, you can see there are tons and tons of advertisements appearing, explaining how urgent it is to go for sense gratification. Anyayanartha sanchayan. A false witness and theory, they collect funds. Is it applicable to so-called spiritual practitioners? Like last point, is it applicable to anyayanartha sanchayan, to so-called spiritual practitioners? Yes.
Yeah.
Recently in India, one person was very much accused for being involved in antisocial activities, and he was caught with kind of, you know, few hundreds of crores of rupees. And till today, he has some followers who worship him like God. This guy is just simply swindling money, and he cannot bring any spiritual benefit to his followers. He himself does not chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He doesn't ask his devotees, his disciples, to chant the mantra, but he is a great guru. What he is doing? Just simply cheating people. Simply cheating people. There are so many people. Well, when you come across such kind of situations, you have to apply your own intelligence. Kind of, you know, definitely sometimes people come just to show the deity, to beg, and they, after you give him money or her money, and she will go and buy some drugs and start drinking. Definitely we don't support that kind of, you know, program in our charity work. So, if you don't know, you can ask, find out why she is doing like this, what she is doing. If you are convinced and you understand things, then you want to help, otherwise forget about that. You know, don't know anything, why? Very simple. You have to take a practical kind of step in that kind of situation. Not that being mental, oh, he is coming with the deity means, you know, I should give something. Yes, as you correctly said, you offer your respect to the deities, deity understand. That's a nice thing.
Manoratham. Ravana, he was trying to build a staircase to go to the heaven. There are so many people today, they are also in that platform. Amatma paradehesu tadvisanta. Krishna is saying, the derived me who am situated as the controller in his own and other body. Sometimes some black magic practitioners, they actually torture their body. Krishna is not happy. What is this body? If you see from spiritual angle, this body is nothing but a temple. So in the temple, Lord is residing in the heart, as is supposed to. When you destroy this temple, when you kind of torture this temple, that means you are making him to live there comfortably. This is not what it's supposed to be. So these are all asuric mentality. And they want to gain some power. Anyway, Srila Prabhupada, he said, okay, last one. Abhyasuyaka. Envy and finds fault with the Lord and derides Shastra. Of course, we will see towards the end of this chapter. Okay. Sorry. Is it possible to see these two qualities in one person? Yes. So Prabhupada has asked this question. Can you read this, Prabhuji? Read this. This is Prabhupada's lecture. Yes, sometimes we find these demoniac and divine qualities in the same person. While reading Nectar of Devotion, you must have come across this text from Padma Puran. Aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukham kramenaiva praliyeto Vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. Same reference is used in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9 also. So here, aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalam mukham kramenaiva praliyate. Like Prabhupada is giving the example of fan moving. As soon as you switch off the fan, doesn't mean that it comes to complete stop immediately. It takes a while to come to complete stop. Similarly, another example is given by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur to explain how the sins are being eradicated from the heart of someone who has been accumulating sin for many lifetimes. He says, like when you take 100 lotus petals and you try to pin it through. That means this pin is moving one petal at a time. But it's very negligible. Right? The time period is very negligible, but it can pierce the whole lotus flowers, you know, very quickly. So in that way, even though there might be some fault in the devotee, but Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, he will be very quickly become righteous. Sasva Santini Gacchati. Kanteya Pratijani Hi Namay Bhakta Pranasri. Provided that devotee is sincere and serious in his practice. So we do not pay so much attention to if a devotee is having bad qualities. Rather we should see or encourage him how he can be more sincere and serious in his spiritual practices. Then demoniac nature means no mercy of the Lord. That is being explained if you go (clears throat) 19 and 20. In these two texts it is explained that the result of the followers of asura qualities, what happens to them? There is no mercy for them. How does Prabhupada explain in the purport? Anybody remembers what Prabhupada is saying about the demoniac nature personalities having mercy of the Lord? 19 and 20 he is making kind of a similar kind of statement. Yes. And what happens to them? Is there any possibility for them to get the mercy of the Lord?
No.
Lord is all merciful. Sadam. Lord personally definitely will not shower mercy upon those kind of people because they have not done any good activities to receive the mercy of the Lord. Once they glide down to this demoniac species of life, it's very hard for them to get this human form of body. You see, Tanham Dishata Kuran Sangsari Smadam Kipami Ajasram Asudhan Asuri Sobya Janishu. Then next verse he says, Asurim Jonimapanna Mudha Janmani Janmani. Maam apraptaiva kaunteya tata janti adhamam gati. They have to glide down. There is no hope for them. Because once you achieve this human form of life, which is rare of the rarest birth, and you do not utilize it in service of the Lord, then you are finished. There is no mercy. Krishna doesn't become merciful. But we have some hope. We are in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came, he delivered Jagai and Madhai, right? And Prabhupada, he has saved many of us actually. We have those qualities in us. Even though there is no hope on Lord's part, but a pure devotee of the Lord, he can save such personalities. You know this story, like this Narad Muni, he came to visit Ambarish Maharaj's brother. Ambarish Maharaj is a great devotee of the Lord, but his brother was very, very demoniac. He was offensive. He would not even, you know, tolerate to see the sadhus. So one day, Ambarish said, "My dear Narad Muni, why don't you come and not do something to my brother?" Said, "But well, you should know that if you come, you know, he doesn't like sadhus, he might offend you. I don't know what he's going to do, but I want my brother to be saved." The Narad Muni said, "Okay, I'll go there." So he went, and as soon as he saw Narad Muni coming, he took a stick in his hand, he started kind of, you know, chastising him. So Narad Muni from the distance, he said, hey, wait. And he was running also, and he's kind of, you know, chasing him from behind with the stick. He said, "When you die, go to the court of the Yamaraj, you ask him what is the benefit of having the association of a central personality for a moment." So, the point is, anyone who comes in contact with a pure devotee of the Lord, that person can actually save that person's life, even if he is having demoniac qualities. Okay, we have some questions for you. You can, again these two verses, it is being described how to avoid this demoniac nature. Trividham narakam chedam dwaram nasnam atmanah kama krodhas tatha lobhas tasmat etat trayam tyajet. There are three gates leading to this hell: lust, anger and greed, envy. Sane men should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of his soul. So anyone who is trying to become a good man, he should give up these three things. Okay, is there any way we can use this kama, krodha, lobha? We can use them in any way? How?
I don't know about lust and anger, but your advice to be greedy for service to Krishna, love him.
And we can become angry at some of the blasphemes of devotee Krishna.
Is there any reference from Shastra you find like that?
There was a letter of instruction that comes from
There are six enemies, right? Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. Are they all can be utilized by the devotee?
Only
Matsarya? Cannot be. Yes. Envy.
Illusion
and madness. Nortumdas Thakur says, kama krishna karmarpane lobha means greed, bhakta kama krishna karmarpane lobha bhakta dveshi jane, sorry krodha bhakta dveshi jane, anger against non-devotees who are envious of the devotees, kama krodha lobha sadhu sange hari katha. Your greed can be utilized to hear the narration about the Lord in the association of the central personalities. Lobha sadhu sange hari katha. Moho ishto labhavine. Moho means actually you are thinking, I am not able to get my desired result in my spiritual practice. That's how we should think. And moho ishto labhavine madho krishna gunagane. Somebody should feel proud of singing the glories of the Lord. If he is not, then he should regret, I am not able to. Nijunja kariva jatha tatha. This is how you engage all these qualities in Krishna service. But envy cannot be used. This is what Nortumdas Thakur says. Then intelligent person should act according to the scripture. Yah sastra vidhi mutsujya vartate kamakarata na sa siddhim avapnati na sukham na parangatim. Read this translation.
Every good is scriptural injunction and acts according to his own will, attains neither perfection nor happiness, nor the supreme dimension.
23. This kamakarata is very significant. A person who knowingly violates the rules acts in lust. He knows that this is forbidden, but still he acts. This is called acting whimsically, not following Shastra. He knows that this should be done, but still he does not do it. Therefore, he is called whimsical. Such persons are destined to be condemned by the Supreme Lord. Such persons cannot have the perfection which is meant for the human life. The human life is especially meant for purifying one's existence. And one who does not follow the rules and regulations cannot purify himself, nor can he attain the real stage of happiness. Now you have to, okay, I have some points. I want you to comment on this point. So please, you have gone through this section. Would you like to comment, anyone of us? Please read this out. Somebody can read this out to the whole class.
In the destiny of our future lives is according to the existing of yourself to perform this life, and how is it that God is controlling everything?
You give a Sunday lecture in your temple, then somebody starts asking this question. How would you like to respond? Good. Thank you. You reminded me a very beautiful analogy to explain, to support to your argument. Yes, this is Krishna's property. When this property does not belong to you, how far you try, you will not be able to manipulate it. Example is, for example, you can ask this person, okay, you are saying God is not in control, right? You are the controller. Definitely you claim this body is yours. You are the controller of this body. Okay, one gentleman, he was very nice, you know, very good, well and healthy. All of a sudden, he fell sick and he is sent to the hospital. And after 15 days, he comes out of the hospital, half of his body being paralyzed. The same person who 15 days before was claiming, I am so healthy, I am so good, I am earning everything, I am doing everything for me. Now, unless you help him to put the food in his mouth, he cannot even bring the food to put in his mouth. He is the same person, he has his hand, he has his leg, he cannot walk, he cannot even put the food inside his belly, in his mouth. Who is in control? Krishna is in control, not you. You may say so many things, yes, you are doing your activities. Krishna says, karmanya vadhikarasya, yes, you can do your work, but fruit is given by Krishna. How do you respond to this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu, okay. Yes? Very good. If you say, like you see, you know, this Prakriti is doing everything, but Krishna is saying Maya Dhakshana Prakriti. Prakriti is working under my direction. You first say this verse, Purusam Prakritim Chaiva Vidhyanadi Ubhavapi Vikaransha Gunan Chaiva Vidhi Prakriti Sambhavan. Even the Prakriti is doing everything for them presenting, but again then Maya Dhakshana Prakriti. This Prakriti is working under my direction. In that way, relate to that on the basis of Bhagavad Gita philosophy. Yes, Krishna is in control. Krishna is in picture all the time. Thank you. We are just kind of, you know, little bit steering your brain. Right? Oh yeah. Well, you know, you are young, you can commit something, no problem. Don't worry. Are you getting me? Yes. Any other comment? Yes, please. Michael? You got it, huh? You're right there.
But the next verse,
yeah.
There are principles to regulate attachment and aversion pertaining to the senses and their objects. One should not come under the control of such attachments and aversions because they are stumbling blocks from the path of self-realization.
Thank you.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I also know. Right there.
333. What can impression accomplish?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't just stop with that verse. Go to the next. Okay.
We also can add the Loka Sutra team, they can see how they can to say to them that actually this is natural to satisfy our senses, but as a human being we need to be self-real and understand who actually we are, that we are not these senses, and then everything.
be artificially suppressed. That's totally true. It should be spiritually doubted rather than artificially suppressed. So there are varying ways by which the senses can be naturally engaged in the sense object. Just as when you drive a car, driving safely, there are some rules. You don't drive a car haphazardly. You will end up creating harm to yourself and to others. Similarly, the body is compared to a yantra. There are rules with which you can satisfy your senses and lead a normal life. At the same time, when you take up spirituality, you will experience a higher state. So that you will naturally give up this sense of gratification and don't feel the guilt of it. You feel happiness. So, Vishayavanyavarsana se, Nirahasya Deshma, Rasavarsana Rasopya se, Param Drishtva, once you experience a superior happiness, you won't feel guilt, you're not going to suffer.
Good. Nice insight. Nithyanandaram Prabhu?
Though my soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, the taste for sense objects remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness.
That means he has to follow sastra, then only gradually that will help him, qualify him to experience the higher happiness. Yeah, good. When you were commenting, I was reminded about this text from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kamasya no indriya priti. Kama is not meant for gratifying our senses. Labha jiveta javata. As much as necessary to keep ourselves alive, we must accept that much bhoga or kama, you can say. Alive. For example, you know, eating, he said, you know, eating. How much can you eat? You eat that much that your soul and body will eat together. That's also bhoga, kama. Okay? Somebody needs to give birth to a baby. Why? Why he needs to give birth to a baby? Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he went to Jagannath, right? He prayed to him. He said, my dear Lord, please send me someone who can help me preaching your message. And as a result of his prayer, Vimala Prasad was sent to him. That's how he gave the name of Bhikkhu Bhakti Siddhanta as Vimala Prasad. Because he prayed to Jagannath, Jagannath mercy comes through Vimala Devi. Mahaprasadam actually first they offered to Jagannath, then after Jagannath they bring it to Vimala Devi, then from Vimala Devi actually we get the mercy of Jagannath. That's how he named Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's name is Vimala Prasad. Interesting. Some more comment on this? Swami is speaking so high of liberation. I don't like all these restrictions. What is this? Isn't it?
There's a difference between liberation and freedom. the word play actually.
Example of that is in society, if you don't follow the laws, you know, if you think I'm free, I can do whatever I like, then you get to the judge.
Yeah? Good. Very good.
That means if one behaves mystically, but eating it mystically behavior because that kills animals. Gambling is prohibited. You become a cheater. Topical is normal for the body. Then you become mad, crazy. Which is said, get your consciousness and the body. So if you want to be wasted, you should avoid it. Bad habits and get education to go back.
Thank you. Last comment.
Yeah, but actually, at least like where I come from, in the West, I mean, in my country, like let's say gambling, for instance, many years ago you wouldn't think about it, but now the government is having a public publicity because gambling has become a big compulsion, and householders and they ruin their family life. And if there's publicity by government, they stop this or, you know, regulate the gambling or, you know, don't get carried away by this, it's just a game, you know, like, just curb so society's taking care of itself sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's entering. It's not so free.
You do one thing. What do they say? This is called casino world, right? Casino?
Yeah.
You
even then.
You transfer this casino to Krishna world.
they have guards that they, I guess, you know, gates that some people are not allowed to come in.
Yeah, these are all the effects of the demoniac qualities, demoniac mentality, you can see in today's world. Anyway, so today we have seen all these things. We have seen this about Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, and we discussed this word of Ijatasya by taking reference from Prabhupada's purports. We have seen, so this exercise, examples of divine and demonic nature from current world affairs. Read this.
Cosmic personalities are bad. Either you practice yourself to come to the cosmic characteristics, or there is a simple method. If you take to the devotional service, all the cosmic qualities automatically come. This is the process. So in this age, to develop these cosmic qualities is very difficult. But if you take to Krishna consciousness by the simple method, by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then automatically you develop all the godly qualities.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Prabhupada is relaxed. Oh yes. Then more, I have more. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveta Bhaktavinda ki, Gaura Premanande. You see Prabhuji, we are spending little time here. It's not that in one class we can, you know, cover up everything in details. But what we are doing is we are just, you know, showing you something and we are triggering your mindset, what you have learned and how you can look things from different perspectives so that you can carry these impressions and you can gradually develop and mold your spiritual life. And you can come back to study Bhakti Vaibhav with us also. We'll find a lot of interesting things in Bhagavatam. Oh yeah, this is the reference. You are asking me now that six ways you can offend the Vaishnavas. Yeah, Skanda Puran.
Hare Krishna, my body and devotees and friends. Although I have not seen the results of those books, you can come to me and visualize it. And also I have written very lengthy